Well, good morning, everybody. Very happy Christmas to you all. Extend my own Christmas welcome to you. My name is Simon. I'm one of the clergy here. And we're going to think about that passage from Luke this morning. At the Nativity service, I shared a story with you when I was little about how I messed up my line as the angel Gabriel. And I was chatting to Mrs. Bygrave Sr., the mother of Victoria, who just read the reading for us. And I think she's got another one that's even better than my one, which I just felt I had to share with you this morning. So it was a nativity scene again, and there was a young person, a young child, as the innkeeper. And, of course, Mary and Joseph come up and knock on the door. "Have you got any room in the inn?" And the answer was, "Yes, come in, we've got plenty of room." So we're going to think about that passage from Luke this morning, and in particular verses 10 and 11, where the angel says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. In the town of David, our Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord." And so to unwrap that text, we're going to use a Christmas cracker to help us understand the meaning of that story a little bit more. So I need a volunteer to come and help me just pull a cracker with me up here. Yeah, okay, at the back, that's it, with the red jumper. Okay, that's fine. Okay, both of you come up. That's it, that's fine. Now come up, that's it, and you as well, that's it. It's Christmas, you can pull the cracker between you, that's right. Up you come. Got out of that one, I think. There we are. Great. Do you want to just pull that for me? That's very good. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. We can pop that down there. And there we are. And then just pull those open here. So the reason I'm going to use a cracker is because there's three things in a cracker, aren't there? And the first thing we're going to think about that we get in a cracker, which I hope you remember as you come to your Christmas turkeys over lunch in just a little while, is that we have a joke, don't we? And so I looked online at the top 50 best joke Christmas cracker jokes. I thought I'd share a couple of these with you. So what's the best Christmas present you can ever get? It's a broken drum because you just can't beat it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. There's only two more to go, so bear with me. Okay, what song do you sing on a snowman's birthday? Freeze a Jolly Good Fellow? Oh. And what's the only carol you can sing in the desert? O Camel, Ye Faithful. Oh, yeah. Bad, I'm so sorry. But the reason there's a joke in a cracker is because it brings us joy, isn't it? It's great to laugh, it's great to celebrate. And that's, of course, what Christmas is all about, is celebrating the birth of Jesus. And it's real joy. You know, Jesus, there's nothing deeper, there's no deeper joy than knowing Jesus for ourselves. It's why we were created, to be in relationship with God. And when you're in relationship with our Creator, our Redeemer, our Savior, through Jesus, there is no deeper joy that anyone can know, because Jesus meets our deepest needs. We're going to give and receive gifts today, some of which we may need, some of which we may not need. But Jesus is the gift that we all need, and he meets our deepest need because he offers us eternal life and joy in being with God forevermore. It's why we were made. It's why we were saved. It's what we're looking forward to when we spend eternity with him. Jesus is our deepest joy. Did you notice in the text, the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. In the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." I bring you good news of great joy. So as you share your jokes over Christmas lunch today, I hope that they will remind you of the deep joy we have in Jesus. So the second thing we have in crackers is a gift. If my technology is going to let me do it, there we are. A gift. Why is there a gift in a cracker? This doesn't look like a particularly helpful one. It looks like a Christmas tree cutout. But there we are. It's a gift, nevertheless. But Jesus is the best gift to us all. And that's why they're in a cracker, why we have gifts in a cracker, and why we give gifts on Christmas. Again, look what the text says that the angel said. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people in the town of David. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. A Savior has been born to you. See, God's gift to us in Jesus this Christmas is the fact that Jesus is a Savior. And that's why we can celebrate. I don't know if you've ever needed saving before, but when I was little and there was lots, like the pictures we've seen earlier, it was a really a year full of snow one winter time. And I was very small, and as a family we went sledging, and there was this great golf course where I grew up with a really, really steep slope. And I managed to get up there, up to the top with my sledge. And for some reason, I don't know why, I'm not frightened of heights or anything like that, but I just froze. Absolute fear. And I couldn't move for the life of me. And I thought, if I'm going to go down that slope, it's curtains for me. I was so scared. I've never been so scared in all my life. It sounds silly, but I don't know what happened, but it was just being at the top of that really steep hill that I suddenly froze. And I couldn't do anything about it. So I just cried out, Dad, Dad, can you come and help me? Come and help me. I'm really, really scared. And he trundled up the hill very faithfully and came and brought me back down again. You know, I had to look to my father to come and rescue me from that situation. And it's exactly the same with God. You know, Jesus is a Savior. Why did God send a Savior? Because we need saving. And when we sin, when we get things wrong, that puts us in a place where we can't save ourselves. God's standard is perfection. And whenever we've sinned, or whenever we do sin, or whenever we have sinned, that means that we don't meet God's standard, which means we need saving. And so we celebrate the gift of Jesus, because he is a Savior, and he has come so that we can be saved. And he points us to our Heavenly Father. And Jesus rescues us and puts us back in the right with God again. So that's why there's a gift in Jesus. And that's why there's a gift in the cracker. Our third thing in the cracker is, of course, the fact that we are given crowns to wear. I can't get this one open. This looks very small. I don't know what to do with that. Anyway, you just have to use your imaginations. There's a crown maybe fit for a squirrel. I'll have to send this cracker back, I think, but there we are. Hopefully your crowns at Christmas lunch will be a lot better. But why is there a cracker? Why is there a crown in the cracker? Why do we have a crown there? Well, again, let's look at that text again. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. In the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. He is Christ the Lord. That means he's king. That means he's ruler over all. And notice there that it says in the town of David. That's significant because David was the greatest king of Israel in Israel's history before Jesus. And Jesus has come along in David's line, and he's an even greater king because he saves us and because he reunites us with God. And that's great news for us at Christmas because it means that God is in control. Those hundreds of years ago when David was on the throne, God was in control. God was in control in putting David on the throne. And all of his forefathers, God has been in control, being involved in human history all the way. And then ultimately, we know that God is in control because he sent Jesus to show us what God is like, to show us that God is the ruler of all. He is good. And when we come under his rule, when we come under his authority, things go well because God is good. And that means we can have hope, doesn't it? You know, as we look at the news and we see all the horrible things going on in the world, or even in our own families sometimes, things can be really difficult. But the good news about Christmas and what the crown reminds us is that God is in control, that we can trust him in any and every situation, and that he can turn every situation around. Look at Jesus' life, how he died on the cross. But God didn't leave him in that place. He rose him to new life. And now he's ascended with God, ruling forevermore, which gives us hope, whatever situation we're in, whether we're facing a Good Friday this Christmas or an Easter day. God is with us. And that is the great news of Christmas, that he is in control. So keep putting your faith in him, and he will deliver you in whatever situation you're in. There we are. So, just remind ourselves, great joy at Christmas, because Jesus meets our deepest needs. Jesus is the best gift we can ever receive, because he reunites us with God. And he gives us a crown of glory, because when we put our faith in him, we become his children, and we can trust him in any and every situation. So let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for coming and being with us. And we praise you that you have come to save us and put us back in the right with our Heavenly Father. And we pray that we would see you in glory more and more in our lives. That as the true King of the whole world, we would see you glorified and lifted up. And that the world will come to put their trust in you and receive the hope that we have in you. That when we do put our trust in you, we receive the gift of eternal life, reconciled with our Heavenly Father to enjoy him forevermore. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to sing our next song now, which is O Come, All Ye Faithful, with the great fourth verse that we can sing today, that Jesus has been born this day. Let's stand and sing.